Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Today from the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the glorious One, the true and living One. There is none like you in the heavens, the earth, and under the earth. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you love us with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, for your love, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that your word says that if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. And so we thank you for being here today, Lord God. We thank you for continuing to meet us every time we come together. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Man, hallelujah. Well, welcome to the Get 'em Radio Evangelism Boot Camp. Wow. We do boot camps every now and then, and the last time we did an evangelism boot camp was 2 years ago. So it's time. It is time. Hallelujah. And I just want you to get yourself ready because this is going to be a boot camp season. We just entered into our boot camp season. And so I will announce the rest as I get it from the Lord. But prepare yourself. We're going to be doing boot camps for probably the next 5 or 6 months. Well, we'll stop in the middle to do our 11th anniversary in November. But we will be doing boot camps for a little while now, and they're going to be awesome. Hallelujah. So let's start with this evangelism boot camp. Even if you heard it 2 years ago, this is a refresher. And as my sister Pastor Price says in the Bible, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so it's time now to be refreshed in evangelism. Hallelujah. Because there are souls that need to be saved. I was reading, and I know God took me place. It was on Facebook, and there was a young man that I met years ago, and his face happened to pop up on Facebook. You know how they say you might want to know this person or friend this person or however they say it. And the guy's name is Kevin Logan, and I understand he's a pastor now. He wasn't when I knew him years ago, but he was a man of God who loved God, you know, with all his heart. And so this was a post that he did. Actually, he did it in February 2nd, 2020. And this is what he said. I asked God, what is on your heart? What are you thinking about right now? After he said his love for me, then he said, and I want my people saved from the enemy's trap. He really cares about people. I even asked him again, besides, you're coming again soon, and you really want people saved from the enemy's trap. What else is on your heart? What else are you thinking about? And he said, what else is there? Just like you have said, I am your world. Well, you are my world. I think nothing else but you. I want you saved. And he ends it with, God really cares about people. I heard this from God, full with love from his heart, and I had to share with you. Praise God. And that's what I'm hearing from the Lord as well, you know, that he really loves us. Amen. And that evangelism is the very heart of God. And he says it in his word, John 3:16. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. This is a love thing. Amen. It's a love thing from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the more we know that it's love, the more we'll step out and be ready, be on ready to evangelize at any time. Because we are the love of God to people. We are the ones who will love people into the kingdom of God. This is not about beating them over the head with the Bible. This is about loving people into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. 1 John 4, verses 17 through 19 says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, Because as he is, so are we in this world. I'm reading John, 1 John chapter 4. I'm on verse 18. There is no fear in love. A lot of people are afraid to approach people to be saved. But this is a love thing. There's no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been perfect in love. We love him because he first loved. Hallelujah. So and if you've heard me before, you've heard my illustration about the love of God, and that the love of God is like a cross. There's a vertical part and there's a horizontal part. Now that love, that vertical part, like a cross, is between us and God. Is God reaching to us and us reaching to God. God first loved us, that vertical, hallelujah, part, that he first loved us, and then through that love for us, we have the capability of loving him. Hallelujah. So it's a vertical thing. Now, evangelism is like the part of the cross that's the horizontal part, where Jesus' arms were open wide, stretched wide on the cross. To me, that's like evangelism, because first it has to be vertical between us and God, and then we get to be so overflowing with the love of God that our arms can't help but reach out and love other people into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Because he's reaching out from the inside of us and loving on everybody that's around us. Hallelujah. That is God's evangelism. Hallelujah. The love of God. And it made me think of, there was a song that came out in 1982, and the first homegoing service that I preached for my cousin was the topic of it, and I believe that was my cousin. I know I was in California, and the topic was "All This Love Is Waiting for You." Now this song came out in 1982. By a guy named El DeBarge. It's a secular song, but that, just the title of it, All This Love Is Waiting for You. Hallelujah. Amen. And all this love, the love of God, is just waiting for people, hallelujah, to come into him. He first loved us. And he has all this love that's waiting for people to come in. Hallelujah. And then my latest favorite song, which you have heard if you've been with me for the past week or so, my latest favorite song is called Forever. And it's by Jason Nelson. And in the words of that song, and now this is a Christian song, Forever. And the words are, forever. First it starts off, I'm committed to you. And then it goes on to say, forever is a long time. And that's how long I love you. That's how long I love you. Forever. Glory to God. This is a love thing. And you know, what the Lord has just been laying on my heart is that he first loved us so that we could get to love him and make a choice to love him. He made a commitment to us. When he was on that cross and he stretched out his arms on the cross, actually he made the commitment before then, because he said, Not my will, but thy will be done. The will of God be done. And then when he stretched out his arm on the cross, his arms were open for us. And he was saying on the cross, I've made my commitment to you. I'm committed to you. And I want you to know forever is a long time. And that's how long I love you. Hallelujah. Forever is a long time. Amen. And he loved us so much. He made that commitment. He died on the cross for us so that we would have the opportunity. We would have the ability, hallelujah, to love him and make a choice to love him, to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord and receive his salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that he can love on us forever and we can love on him forever, because forever is a long time. Amen. And all this love is waiting, was waiting for us to receive him as Lord and Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's given us the opportunity. He's given us the honor. He's given us the privilege. Hallelujah. To be saved. Amen. And then he's given us the opportunity, or he's given us his love, his spirit, the opportunity, the honor, the privilege to be his arms of love and compassion to bring the world to him, one person, one soul, and one heart at a time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 and 18 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. So if you are saved, if you are born again, first of all, you're a new creature in Christ. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Hallelujah. All things are of God. And he has reconciled you and me to himself, and you are a minister. Hallelujah. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation, and that is evangelism, that we can reconcile others to him as we have been reconciled to him, as we have been redeemed by him. Hallelujah. He wants us to go to others, love on them, and love them right into the kingdom as well. So Jesus loved people into the kingdom with his life, and he wants us to do the same thing. In fact, he commanded us to do it. If we go to Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Hallelujah. He's given us power. Hallelujah. He's given us his Holy Ghost. He said, and after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Well, this is after. Amen. Hallelujah. And he wants us to be witnesses. And that's one of the wonderful evangelism tool is to witness. Hallelujah. To say what God did for you. And it's like, he did it for me, he'll do it for you too. Glory to God. Amen. And then God gives us wisdom. He gives us his wisdom when we evangelize. Proverbs 11 verse 30 says, he that winneth souls is wise. There's a wisdom that we get from evangelism that we don't get it any other way but through evangelism. And I can recall years ago, and I would watch Pastor Price, who is my natural sister and also my spiritual mother, and I would watch her lead people to Jesus. I would watch her be so excited over people getting saved. Oh, my goodness. She was so excited. Well, years ago when I was first getting closer to God and getting, and I'll say closer to his heart, I didn't get it before. I didn't get it. What's so exciting about that? What's all that about? But once I got closer to the heart of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and when his heart becomes your heart, evangelism becomes very important because it snatches people right out of hell. And more than anything, it brings people into the love of God, so that he can love on us forever. Because forever is a long time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so now I'm excited over evangelism. And I can recall, years ago of leading people to Christ. And I've done, you know, a lot of one-on-one, you know, with people and leading them to Jesus. And I recall when I lived in New Jersey, I was at a church called Christian Fellowship Center, CFC, Apostle Joel David Rudolph, who was my spiritual father. And they placed me over evangelism. And so what I would do is to help people learn about evangelism. And it got to the point where I would talk to the Sunday school teacher, the Bible study teacher, or I would be teaching it. And so it was a certain time of the year, probably around this time of the year, July, August, that everybody was teaching and ministering on evangelism because we went out on the streets to evangelize. And we would prepare for it in advance. We mapped out the streets around, because the Lord said, I'm giving you a territory. And so we would map out the streets. Actually, we walked the street, and he had us to map out the addresses, go down certain streets, look at the addresses, and make a map of the different addresses on that street. And then we would take those papers that we had with those addresses, we lay hands on those papers and pray over the papers, we even prayed over empty lots. And we would just pray over it and, claim people as an inheritance for God's kingdom and his righteousness, pray for their souls to be saved. And so that's what we would do. And he's bringing back to my remembrance right now that I remember that when we would walk the streets and map the street out, And he said, make sure you get the empty lot and you draw, you know, you draw it and say, this is an empty lot. In the years that I was there, you know, leading evangelism and teaching people how to evangelize, some of those empty lots had houses on them by then. And I can recall going to one of the new houses with people just moving into it, and we prayed for them, and they got saved. Hallelujah. And I know that it was because prayer had gone forth even before before their house was built. Prayer had gone forth. Hallelujah. So that's a big part of evangelism, is to pray. You know, my sister, Pastor Catherine, I can recall her saying that she would pray and ask God to send somebody so that they who needed to get saved, so that she could pray with them and they would get saved. So prayer is an important part of that. And I'm back to where I started from. First, that vertical relationship where the love of God is just flowing in you so much that it overflows out and you can't help but reach out to others. Amen. And so in this part of the evangelism boot camp, that was my introduction. But in this part of the evangelism boot camp, we're going to talk about four things that God wants you to know. And these are important things to have basically like under your belt, these scriptures, the knowledge of what God is saying here needs to be like under your belt. You may not say it to a person, but it should be in there. You know, it's like when you got a good sauce, you may not know everything that's in the sauce, but when you taste it, you know it's good. Hallelujah. It's making me hungry. Amen. Amen. So four things. We're going to just say what those four things are, and we're going to cover two things tonight, and we'll come back next Thursday, and we'll cover the other two things. The four things God wants you to know, us to know, is that you need to be saved. Okay, we'll talk about that in just a few moments. Also, you can't save yourself. Number one, you need to be saved. Number two, you can't save yourself. Number three, God has provided for your salvation. And number four, your part, how to receive Jesus. Amen. And so very simple. This is very simple. And honestly, I knew about this. I like to say I came up with it myself with the simplicity of it because it is very simple. And when I was at CFC over evangelism, we would have tracts that we would give to people, and I found this tract. This came from a tract, Four Things God Wants You to Know. It was yellow with red writing on it, and I'm trying to remember the company that we got it from. If I looked hard, I could find that company. It's so many years ago. I hope they're still around. But, you know, and in those days, that was when I first went into full-time ministry. So I didn't have a lot of money to go buy tracts and everything. The Lord showed me this place. And they would give you thousands of tracts for free. They would just send them to you. And this particular tract, this yellow tract with the red writing on it called Four Things God Wants You to Know, was a tract that I used to carry around with me all the time. And what really touched me about it, of course, the simplicity of it, it's easy to remember. It's just four things, but it's a powerful four things. And then I can remember I went into a store, and the Lord led me to give it to a lady from India in the store. And I talked to her for a little while. I don't recall that I led her to Jesus, but this is what really stood out to me. I gave her that tract. I talked a little while. I left. When I came back through, she was all in that tract. She had her head in there. She was checking it out. She was really, really reading it. And what that said to me was it was because it's so simple and yet very profound, and it had the also it had the a prayer of salvation at the end of it as well. And so that stood out to me, and I began to use this track. And so I think that this is, by the Spirit of the Lord, that this is a good way to do our evangelism boot camp. And so we can all make sure that we have this under our belt, so to speak, right by where the rivers of living water flow out of our belly. Amen. And so we're ready with this. We'll have it. Okay, the first thing, you need to be saved. The scripture that goes with that is Romans 3 and 23. You need to be saved. Romans 3 and verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. And also, all of these, I have songs for them as well. I'm going to think about whether I'm going to sing them or not. They're very short songs. But, for all have sinned. And also with this evangelism boot camp, it started off with children. And I did it for Children's Church for a bunch of years. And I saw those children learn and grow. And we would put them in platoons. And we'd have them memorize the scriptures. And then we'd have them marching around. And after they learned the four things that God wants you to know, we did this over a course of several weeks. And then we would go out on the street and evangelize. And it was just awesome. When they would go out, and these are children's church, the age was ages, I want to say, from 6 to 12. So 6 years old to 12 years old, and they were excited about going out on the street. We'd go out on the street, and they would pray for people. And, I mean, adults were just weeping when these children would pray with them, and they would get saved. Hallelujah. Amen. So Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we've all sinned. No matter, what titles we have, I'm Apostle Kizzy, however we've been ordained or licensed, ordained, or how long we've been in the Lord, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Thank God that he cleans us up. And a lot of times we can't even see what we look like before he cleaned us up, you know. And so he wants us to know that everybody needs to be saved. Now, this, when I ask a person, and I told this account, I was in Nashville not too long ago, and I saw this lady who was an older lady. She was beautiful. She was on a cane. She was in her 80s. I think she told me she was like 85 or something. And I was drawn to her, and I was talking to her. I was only with her maybe 2 or 3 minutes, maybe no more than 5 minutes. And I was really led to ask her if she was born again after we chatted a little bit. And she said, "I've been saved all my life." Now, when a person says they've been saved all their life, that rings bells to me. And that is saying, you need to be saved. Because salvation is a point in time, a moment in time, when someone makes a choice to actually receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And so when she said that, I said, oh, good. You know, I said, okay, you've been saved all your life. Then say this prayer with me. And she prayed the prayer of salvation. Now, the funny part about that, the interesting part, was we were on our way walking from the church. It was an inside walkway from the church over to the reception hall. And, she walked before me, and I did some things, talked to some other people, took some pictures and stuff like that. But when I got to the reception hall, I was looking for her. I never saw her again. I looked for her. So I don't know if she was a little angel coming through there or that was the moment in time where God wanted to make sure that this 80-something-year-old beautiful lady on a cane who says she'd been saved all her life to make sure that she was saved. Hallelujah. That's how much God loves us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So whatever the sin is, it could be a sin of the thought, a sin of action, sin of not doing something, a sin of saying something, sin of not saying something, commission, whatever it is, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the glory of God is our measuring stick, so to speak. The measure, hallelujah, that we look at. I could look at you and say one thing. You could look at me and compare, what sins I've done or what, you know, we could compare sins or whatever, but all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, the glory of God is the mark of excellence. Hallelujah. Divine excellence. And all have not made it there. And the only way we can do that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's go on to 2. Okay, I'll sing the song. I'll sing the song. For all have sinned and come short. All have sinned and come short. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Okay. So the next one, number 2, is you can't save yourself. And when I just think of the thought of you can't save yourself, I get a picture of a drowning person. And they are drowning, you know, going down for maybe the third time, and they're flailing in the air, just flailing in the water, trying to get grasp air, trying to get up, and they're trying to do it, and they're just working hard trying to do it and going down. You can't save yourself. We can't save yourself. But praise be to God, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, this is something you want to have under your belt, in your belly that flows so that the rivers of living water can flow out. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, And it says, by grace are you saved, through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. By grace are you saved. This is grace. Hallelujah. We are in the dispensation of grace right now. This is the time of grace where we can be saved. By grace are you saved. Hallelujah. And that word grace, you know, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Grace is amazing. Hallelujah. His grace is amazing. I went into the concordance and I was looking up grace, because we say it all the time, but what does grace mean? And I'm going to read some of the definitions of grace. That which affords joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, loveliness, grace of speech. So that's one way to look at grace. Grace is goodwill, loving kindness, favor. That's grace as well. This is the definition that I was kind of drawn to. Grace, of the merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles them to the exercise of the Christian virtues. That's grace. Amen. So by grace, by the merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles them to the exercise of Christian virtues. By all of that are we saved. Hallelujah. Grace is amazing. Amen. Through faith and not of ourselves. So grace and faith connect. Hallelujah. We have faith, and the grace is there, and our faith connects with that. And I'll say the faith that we choose to believe, by faith, we make a choice to believe. You know, like, we weren't there 2,000 years ago. We didn't see what was going on. We have to have faith to believe for this salvation. Hallelujah. So our part in this is the faith. And then it's like, and don't get it twisted. It's not of ourselves. This is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we can't get it twisted and think, I did this. No. Yeah, I worked hard to get to heaven. No, this is a gift. Jesus did it. Jesus took care of this. Hallelujah. And the grace was released for us to be saved. Faith, not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. So we can't get prideful. We can't be boasting because we are saved. But it was by the grace of God through faith that we are saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the song that we sang with this, it was a repeat after me kind of song. And then there were certain words that we would say together. The words, and not of yourselves. And this is from Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. And not of yourselves. And then, lest any man should boast. And so those parts we would say together. But otherwise, it's a repeat after me song. So I'll do it. I'll try to maybe even repeat after myself. By grace, are you saved through faith, and together. And not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. So that's what we were saying with the children. Amen. I didn't really get the tune very good today, but we would do that repeat after me kind of song. And what I got totally blessed was when I had taught this to the children, or we had taught it to the children, there was a little girl who, she's grown now. There was a little girl who was jumping rope. Her and her friends were jumping double dutch outside the church one day. And instead of singing the song, Oh Mary Mac, or whatever they sing, she was singing, By grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. And I was like, oh my God, she got it. She got it. So, amen. So that's what we wanted to talk about today. You number one, you need to be saved. And number two, you can't save yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what we talked about earlier was the love. All this love is waiting for you. And grace. We talked about the definition of grace, loving kindness. So even in the grace, there's love. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So this is our evangelism boot camp. And if you're listening today and you're not for sure that you're saved, if your testimony is, I've been saved all my life, there's a point in time when you do receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. This is your time right here and right now. All this love is waiting for you. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to love on you right here and right now and forever, because forever is a long time. And that's how long he wants to love you. Hallelujah, throughout eternity. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, he so loves you that he wants to love on you forever. With everlasting life. We need the everlasting life to love him, to be there with him, to love on him as he loves on us. Amen. And then Romans 10:9 says, If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So being saved is confessing with your mouth, and that's saying a prayer with your mouth. Hallelujah. We need a mouth and a heart. We need a heart and a mouth to receive Jesus. So our mouth confesses, hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord and God has raised him from the dead. And then our heart makes a choice by faith to receive this grace, this gift of salvation from the Lord. It starts in our heart, it comes out of our mouth, and we are saved. Hallelujah. Our confession, what comes out of our mouth, is made unto salvation, our salvation. So we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. You repeat this simple prayer after me. It's simple, it's profound, it's from everlasting. Hallelujah, and you shall be saved. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer. I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. You are now a child of God. You are born again. You are redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can love on you. You can love on him right here and right now and forever, because forever is a long time. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we pray over you right now. We thank you, Lord God, that you just touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Whatever is wrong, we thank you that right now you've made it right. And whatever is right, we thank you for taking it, setting it apart, and dedicating it for your use and for your glory. Thank you, Lord. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, that they're no longer struggling with themselves or even struggling with things of the world or struggling with things of the enemy, but they can walk right in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord God, that whenever they pick up the Bible to read it, that you will give them the understanding of what they're reading. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, we thank you that rivers of living water will flow out of them, and they will be speaking in their very own prayer language by your Holy Spirit. We give you praise and glory for that right now, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Makes me want to speak in tongues now. Shana makura masi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We're going to open up the lines now. We'll come back near the end and tell you what's going to go on with our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. So we're going to open up the lines now. If you have any comments, any questions, any prayer requests. And we'll start with Pastor Catherine. I think Pastor Mom is resting right now. And so we're going to open up the line for Pastor Catherine first. Amen. Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. I am so excited about this month because, you know, this is one of my favorite things to do.
Amen.
Yes, I love God so much. And I just want all of those, I would like for all of those that I meet to be with the Lord someday. And I don't want anybody to miss. Like Jesus didn't want anybody, I don't want anybody to perish. So I don't want to say a lot. I just look forward to hearing the testimonies. And, you know, I've in enjoyed, and I know you're probably going to talk about this one day, but the scavenger hunt.
The treasure hunt.
Yes, I've used that so much, and not in the same way, but in different ways. It caused me, God has given me other ways to be able to witness. So I just look forward to hearing you, and then I know you're going to have other guests on too. So God bless you, and I know that if we listen, this is a timely subject. This is a timely subject.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We all need to listen, and we all need to get some points that we can go out and be a witness, because the harvest is plentiful, but the labor.
Yes. Yes.
So thank you for having this this month. I look forward to the rest of the month and hearing all or four of the areas that you're going to minister on. So God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. I knew you'd get excited over this. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we will, this month, the way this month is going to be, and thank you all for pressing your number one key. I'm opening up lines in just a moment. I'll be right back. We started with part one, where we talked about the two of the four things that God wants you to know. Next week, we'll talk about the other two. And then on the 17th of August, is when we're going to have people come on and say, if you have led someone to Christ, give a testimony. Many of you have led many people to Christ, but give us like one example, maybe two, of when someone received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And we're going to spend the entire broadcast on the 17th. With those testimonies from the harvest field. And then we're going to go into the ultimate treasure hunt. So we'll spend the last 2 weeks, we're going to talk about the ultimate treasure hunt the 24th. We'll talk about it, we'll go over some things, and then you're going to have an opportunity to experience it. And I'm telling you, it is awesome. The ultimate treasure hunt is an awesome thing to experience. And then we'll come back that last Thursday, and we want to hear from you about the ultimate treasure hunt, how you were impacted by that. Amen. Amen. So, hallelujah. We have Minister Rachel. We're going to open up the line for her. And then we have area code 561. I'm trying to think of who that is. Minister Carey. And then we have Pastor Price. And after that, we have area code 917. And right now, I don't know who that is, who you are, but welcome, and welcome 561 as well. So we're going to open up the line. Minister Rachel and family.
Hi.
Hi. Did you want to make any comments or anything?
Happy birthday.
Oh, okay. You said happy birthday to Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Thank
tell her
you.
I love you. You love her.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. She's resting tonight, but she's doing well. Thank you so much.
You can give her a kiss on her forehead for us. We love her, and y'all too.
Okay. Okay, I will. I'll let her know. Now, if you want to sing happy birthday to her tomorrow or put it on my voicemail, that would be great. I'll let her hear it.
Okay. All right. Oh, the girls have a new song for you to hear.
Oh, good. Good. You want to sing it now? Or
later?
Yeah. You want to sing the song now, sweetie?
The song. I need your help.
Come on over. Come on, sweetie.
Remember your lead. Meow.
I'm getting over to you.
Alright. We'll see.
Okay.
He is a wonder. My grandma's his king of kings. He only has a little bit. My grandma's his king of kings. God is the one and only. Remember my name and the one born. And my name is the king. Savior and Lord of everything. God is the one and only. You are the one and only. My God, my King of all kings. My Lord of all and God of all gods. Allah and King of all kings. My Lord, my God, my only one. My Lord, my God, my Lord and my God. My Lord, my God, I.
Woo-hoo!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm going to need those words. So send me the words, okay?
I'm going to speak to you. Okay, you want us to text you the whole entire song?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay.
It
All
starts
right.
with.
Thank you, guys.
Every
that
word.
Was beautiful.
It starts with. He is the one and only. That's how it starts.
Okay.
Let's say, he is the one and only. That's what you have to say first.
And he is our rock, our king of kings. Savior
okay,
and ruler of everything.
So now you can.
Okay. Thank you. Yay. Thank you. Thank you. I loved it.
Okay, bye.
All right. Okay, bye. Apostle Patrice, welcome.
Welcome. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's much too little of. Hey, you know, you're a spiritual daughter for a long time, so, you know, we got... I don't sing as good as you, but, you know, it's there.
was good. I got it.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to Mama Willie. It was today?
Yes. It's actually
okay,
tomorrow.
You didn't have it on the calendar. I must have taken it
Close
off.
Enough.
I didn't see it. Yes, and I wanted to say thank you. When I saw evangelism, I got excited. And love is the key to everything. That's what put Jesus on the cross, and that's what kept them there. And you will always have a special place in my heart because you lived this thing. And you taught my mother the true meaning of love. And I believe that that helped bring her closer to Jesus because she did receive him as Lord and Savior. But the love that you showed her brought her closer to him. And it's so important when we do evangelize that everybody wants to be loved, whether they know it or not. And when we show them the love of Jesus, the same love that he showed us, you know, how can we not share it with other people? So that is just beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And you always have such a simple way, and I know the Lord gives it to you, because, you know, the gospel is simple. You know, religion, and nothing wrong with being deep, but religion complicates everything, you know. And I love your little songs because I have them too, and they stick in your head, you know. They just stick in your head.
Right.
I have quite a few from you. And I think this is going to be a great month. Hopefully I remember to get on. And I want to tell a real quick story. I remember when I was saved, maybe I think 2 years, I want to say, when we met. And I, for some reason, this encounter keeps coming to my head while you were talking. Was we were in Miami Subs, and you started to lead somebody to Christ, and I was like, you know, I was a newbie, and I had a Catholic background, so I had no idea about leading people to Christ, and you know, all the, how we're involved, you know, the walk of faith and everything. And, oh my gosh, I leaped inside. It was so exciting because, you know, it was something new, and I saw you leading somebody to Christ, and I don't even remember if I was involved or not. Doesn't matter. I just remember that you, you know, were leading people to Christ, and I was like, wow, this is so awesome. You know, Christianity,
hallelujah,
being a believer is not boring.
Amen.
If we just amen. It's very exciting. I mean, just to think that God Almighty would use us. I'll just keep it on me. Use me to lead somebody to Christ, to lead somebody to him. That's an awesome privilege. It's
it
not
is.
Burdensome. If we
yes.
just let the love flow. So you presented it very beautifully. I remember when you started boot camp. I remember that when you were, you know, with the church in Jersey with Apostle Joel. I remembered when you started that. And it's so beautiful. It's timeless, you know. It's timeless.
Yes.
God only adds more good stuff as we go along. So
yes.
Thank you for being steadfast. Thank you for sharing your keys, you know, that God has given you. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the month. Bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen.
And
good
I love
to hear
you.
Your voice. And love you, too. And your name came to my mind today. So we'll chat later.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. Amen.
Love you. Make sure you tell Mama Willie I said happy belated birthday, because by the time she gets it,
okay,
it'll be belated.
I'll tell her on her birthday. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Minister Carey, welcome.
Good evening, everyone. I'm just so excited about this, Apostle Kizzy. You sharing this with us, and I'm showing this. I am so excited. And happy birthday to Pastor Mom. I want to say that to her, too. And I thank you.
I thank
you for this so much, even with the instructions of with the children, how they really caught on and really shared it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to the rest of this month. And I just
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God, you know, God knows we haven't done this in 2 years, so I was excited about it. I was like, woohoo, okay.
Okay.
Amen, amen. All right, thank you. Thank you for joining in. Hallelujah. Pastor Price and area code 917, you are next. Pastor Price?
God bless you, Apostle. I just thank God for you tonight, and I was so excited about the evangelism boot camp training. Often, every time I think about when we have these training sessions and these boot camp trainings, you know, sometimes there are ones that say, you know, I've heard that, or they say, mm-hmm. I know that, but we understand because our how the human mind is made. God, more than anything, understands the human mind, how that we do need to be updated, refreshed, hallelujah. We have to hear some things over and over again to get it down in our spirits. I heard Jerry Savelle talk about how, Minister Jerry Savelle, how he talked about, he has so many subjects that he ministers on. He said, but every time he gets and ministers on favor, the favor of God, he said it looks like it just turns it on, and more favor is poured out every time he ministers on it.
Hey.
Well, I thank God for this. Hallelujah. So I thank God for this evangelism boot camp training. If you get a chance and you look on your, I think it might be on your Gmail to look, I made an evangelism boot camp training. It's a manual made that I was looking around for a good notebook. I wanted a very, very good notebook to do this evangelism training this time because I wanted to keep it all together. So I found the ink pens.
Okay.
I had my ink pens. But my notebook that I use for Praying in Tongues Tuesday is about maybe it's almost full. So I said, no, that's not
okay.
going to do. And I said, what am I going to do? And in the past, I loved to write. You know, I'm one of those ones that love those Mont Blanc ink pens. They're now about $1,000 per ink pen.
Now. Wow.
But I was looking.
Wow.
Yeah, they're $1,000. Look at the Mont Blanc now. Some of them are $5,000, too, the ink pens.
Wow.
so I love those. I love to write. But as I was doing, the Lord said, open up a Google Doc. He said, open up a
uh-huh.
Google Doc. If you get a chance on your, while you're on, I don't know if you can multitask if you can while they're in your Gmail. And you'll see
oh,
what,
sure.
You
I see
get,
it.
Do you see it? He had me to get put in there, Evangelism Boot Camp Training, A323, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. And then the training sessions, the ones that, the training, the four training sessions that we're going to have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The four things, God. Can you see it, Apostle?
Yeah.
And then the first night of training tonight, how God really wants people saved. God really cares about people, full with love from his heart. And I wrote down, you know, the things that you were saying as much as I could. And then I love the song because that was the first time when I heard you minister on All This Love Is Waiting For You was at that funeral. And I'm going to tell you exactly where the funeral wasn't for our cousin. You helped me drive back across country from when Joy went to college at that time, and we had left our van down there with her, and we called the train home. But then it was time for us to go get the van because we needed our van to go get grocery and stuff, and so it was time for us to go get that van. And I needed somebody to help me drive it back, and you were the one that helped me to drive it across. And we took about 4 or 5 days to get back across. But while we were coming, and as we were coming into California, one of my good friends, her name is Martha, passed away. And they called me and asked, do you remember? And they called me and asked me would I do the eulogy for her, or you know, to be officiate at the funeral. And you were there because we had driven across country. And I asked you, I said, now, a eulogy usually is when somebody says good about somebody. Something, they said, that's what they say the definition is to say something good. I said, well, Apostle, I said, I'll do the good, that first part, because I knew Martha very well. I said, but what I want you to do is to preach the sermon. And I can remember, it was like it was yesterday, Apostle. I can remember sitting there in that pulpit area. And when you begin to minister on that message, that all this love is waiting for you. That thing touched my heart. That was a sermon that has been embedded in my heart and in my spirit. And I was so, just such a blessing. And then even at that time, how we knew we had to get you back across country. And we wanted to, because you were there, and I think in New Jersey then, and we wanted to get you back across country. But at that time, I didn't have the money to get you back across country. But because we ministered at that funeral, when the funeral was over, we did it as unto the Lord, you and I both. We weren't looking for no money. We weren't saying no money. But I remember at the gravesite, after she was interred, after they had interred Martha, her son, and since that time, Apostle, he's passed on to her son, Vernon, not too long ago, went to be with the Lord. It really kind of was a hit, because he was only probably in his 50s. But anyway, he went to be with the Lord. But anyway, at the gravesite, I remember that he came and he gave me and you both an envelope. It was enough for you to be able to, hallelujah. So that was such a blessing. But that one sermon, all this love, and I've used that. And I have used that, Apostle, over and over again. And then your new latest favorite song, Forever. I'm committed to you. Forever is a long time, and that's how long I'll love you. That's how long I'll love you. Hallelujah. I love that. And then if you look on there, I had all the different parts, the scriptures you gave, 2 Corinthians and 5:17, 18, Acts 1:8, Proverbs 11:30, and how you were excited. I know it needs to be tweaked some, but I love it. And four things that God wants us to know. I'm so glad that you gave it all at one time, you know, the part, and then I could take it part one tonight and begin to write down the things that you gave us tonight. So I'm excited.
Why?
Because I know that, when the man had said about what was important, when you gave about the man that was talking about God really wants people saved, God really cares about people. And one of the things the Lord ministered to me many years ago, Lord allowed me for me now to be walking about 40-some years with him close, I'm talking about. Now, I gave my heart and life to the Lord. Not to get my heart, I didn't get my whole life and everything, but I received Christ, you know, back in the 50s. But it wasn't until later on that I really got close, you know, to the Lord. And one of the things he would tell me was, he said, Helen, he said, people are excited about material things. And, you know, and he gives us the word of God, so he gives us everything richly to enjoy. God has pleasure in the prosperity and well-being of his children. And people are excited about new cars and houses, and some people really love jewelry, certain rings or bracelets or those kind of things. And, oh, the newest thing, one of the things people love, it's not newest, and something women have loved is shoes, how they love shoes. And you'll look and see some with those red bottom shoes, and some really love hats and suits and all those kind of things. But God says, you know what? So you know what excites me, Helen? You know what I love? He said it's souls. He loves people to be saved. That's why sometimes there were people who would go somewhere with me. Oh, I go to the grocery store. I go to different places. And God always, if we're willing, he'll always have a setup for us to be able to minister. And some people, we're focused. There are people, and I admire people who are expediters. I admire people who are focused about going to take care of business. They're not going really looking to the left or to the right. They ain't talking to nobody. They're going and they get that bread and milk, and they're coming out. Or going to get those clothes or those shoes and coming out. But the Lord said, Helen, when you go, you know, ask me to see through your eyes. Ask me to look through your eyes and to see through your eyes, hear through your ears. There may be I found out, like you said, in that treasure, and I'm excited because God has really fine-tuned you. I thought about how when God had Elijah and Elijah to be able to come in contact with one another, and the second Elijah, which is spelled a little bit different, he did double the amount of miracles that the first Elijah did. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited that when I saw over the years the things that God has done in your life, Apostle, I know that it might seem like, and I'm not trying to be long-winded with you. I saw something last night on the Southwest Believers Convention. Jesse Duplantis and Ken Copeland decided to have a dialogue, but it wasn't them deciding. The Lord said, I was showing you all something. He said, I got the chance to let you all see what they talk about when they're alone by themselves. But it wasn't no flightiness. They were talking about the magnificent, wonderful faith ventures that they had been on. And so when I think about you tonight, and it's just these little few moments, I was thinking about the things that God has allowed you and I to experience and to see a kick up in the spirit, how God has used you to witness that he has set up for you in every turn. Wherever you go. And then because of that, God has made us more aware of the setups that he does to be willing.
Yes.
I thought about when you talked about when I can remember me and you, the Lord began to deal with me then. I don't know how many years it's been now, but it might have been 30-some years ago. It might be. When did you live in Denver, Colorado? How long was that in Denver?
How long did I live there?
No, how long did you live
years.
There? How long ago?
I don't think
no,
it
no.
was.
How long? No, I mean, how long ago was it? About 30 years ago?
Oh.
When you?
It was somewhere around 38 years ago.
Right, about 38. Well, by the time I got to you at that time, the Lord had downloaded me to start making tracks. And you helped me make those tracks. and you were so kind and nice and just a lover in the spirit. I'm talking about just the most wonderful. I never seen anybody. I said, that's my sister that's full of love. And I can remember that. And the thing that happened, what I saw was when you came to Christ and really got very, very close to the Lord, that all that love, because we're to love God with all our hearts. He didn't say love your mama, your sister, your brothers, your family, your friends, with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. That is reserved for God. And when he came and he got a hold to your heart, I looked and I said, the sister I once knew is gone. Because you would use the love that was so embedded in you. God had made you, just a love, just a tremendous love that he put down on the inside of you. And then he had that love where it could become directed toward him. I'm not just trying. I saw my foot start hurting, so somebody might be thinking I'm just talking. I'm not just talking. This is a thing I'm going to. So when I looked at how that God had us to do, and you were just willing to come help make the tracks, and we went to a amusement park in Denver, Colorado.
I remember that.
And
we're just sitting on the bench at the amusement park, minding our business. And the woman wants to know not only how to be saved, but how to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I never seen nothing like that in my life. But there we were ministering to ones, giving out the tracks, glory to God. And it looked like you were so willing. I could just see you. It looked like you were so willing to be able to do. So I'm not surprised at what God is doing. And so the reason I come and share that, because I'm excited. See, God, as we go, they say every rung goes higher and higher. I'm looking, my eyes are open. And then now as I begin to go out, and even when I'm at home, doesn't matter when I go out, even when I'm at home or when I go, Pastor Carol just gave us a thing to go to, Massage Envy. And we went there. And even in that little time, there are things that we can plant. We can plant the word. We can water the word. God will give the increase, even though he gave us a good Christian masseuse, but there were other people that were there. So I wanted to thank you for this time. I thank God for this first night. I know I sound excited. I am. I am very excited because I know that as we begin to go, as we begin to travel, as we begin to go out. I'm going to turn it off with this one. When we came back to St. Louis just recently, how long ago has that been? About a couple of weeks ago. And we were there
right.
for you to, so you could go to go. And we got the books. I got a box of Daily Bread books. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so even when we stopped at the gas stations or to go have a bathroom break, I wrote on them and said, please take one. This is free, and laid them out. But I got in there before the family got in there. And we're joining. She said, Mama, that's you. You did that, didn't you? She had me laughing, you know. And so we can do little things, little seeds. You know, we went and to Barnes & Noble. And at Barnes & Noble, there they were with the Amber, them getting the little, what do you call it, Daily Bread books out. And there are people that want those kind of books. So when we arrived in St. Louis to give, when we went to the Chinese food place, and to be able to give that out to people out there when we went and stopped at, you know, at the stores. There are little things we can be able to do by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
So I'm excited. Yes. I won't do this kind of talking every week, but I just want you to know I appreciate you and the Evangelism Bootcamp training so that you can know. You know, one. This is the last thing. One man, he went and he was out there, as far as I was told now. I'll give the most recent one that I know. Rick Renner is one that God has used to really make an impact on people's lives. He went over to Russia. God sent him to Russia and had him to begin the church mm-hmm. over there in Russia. And now he's impacting people all over the world. Well, when he was a little boy, he was just a little boy. He got saved under this man's ministry at his church, and he was so excited because he got saved. But the evangelist became discouraged because he felt like nobody was receiving Christ through him, and he killed himself. And Rick Renner, and Rick Renner said, if only he had known that this little boy was going to grow up to impact Russia and other countries around the world, he wouldn't have killed it. If only he could have known. Because little is much when God is in it. We don't know. And that's the last little thing, and I will hang up, that's the last one with somebody said it was Billy Graham, that he went out into a church in the woods. Now, somebody said that it was Billy Graham. Somebody said it was Billy Sunday. I don't know which one it was. I've been trying to do my research to make sure which one it was. But out there, he went in the country into a little church, and the man gave the pastor revival all that week, and only one little boy got saved. And somebody said that one little boy, some said it was Billy Sunday, some said Billy, but either one of them, Billy Graham. But if it was Billy Graham, he ended up impacting not just one nation, but nations. And Billy Sunday did, too. He was a tremendous evangelist also. So we don't know what God will do. It might be just that one little boy, that one little girl. Apostle, bear with me just one more second, and I'm gonna stop. I looked on the internet today. Our prophets in training.
Yes.
We're prophets in training under that tent when me and you would have the. You come for the tent meeting.
We are
prophets in training. And now all of them are grown. One, Dariana, the little light-skinned girl with the blonde hair, she's got, I think, three little children now. She just had a baby a couple of days ago. Most of the children that we were ministering to are grown. And we had people of different colors. I'm talking about different shades of color. One, Derek Joseph Hill, Jr., he was a reddish blonde, very light-skinned little boy, sometimes had little sores and things on his little face. But God said, love on Derek Joseph Hill, Jr. And then there was this chocolate brown little boy with little, sometimes he always had little mucus out of his little nose coming. But God said, love on Poppy. Love on that chocolate baby. Love on that baby. Just like you. He said, don't make a difference in none of your children, whether they be light, whether they be chocolate. Love on those babies. And I just saw the other day, he went to the military. Poppy did. He got out the military, and now he's a sheriff.
Wow.
My little Poppy, he's well grown. You know, he's well grown. But I thought about all the little children, all the little babies that God blessed me, those little children who were little bitty. I'm talking about Poppy was only maybe 2 or 3 years old. But all those babies that God used us back then to impact their lives. So I'm excited about this. I'm asking this evangelism boot camp training. I'm asking God to let me see what I need to see, hear what I need to hear. And then, Lord, even now, let it not just be in theory, not just in theory, but let us be in practice to be able to go out. Because that's what's important to you, Father. You want souls to be saved and to be won. And so I thank God. So now I will turn it off. So you can tell I'm excited.
Well, thank you, Pastor Price.
I haven't had any coffee.
Okay.
I'm sound like somebody drinking coffee, and I haven't had it. So God bless you and love you. And God bless each one of you all tonight. I'm going back on mute. Have a blessed night.
Okay. All right. Love you, too. Thank you for sharing those memories, bringing things back that I haven't thought about in many years. Amen. Area code 917, you have been so patient.
Sure.
Welcome.
No problem.
Tell us who you are.
My name is Ashiel. I've spoken to you before. And I'm calling because I had a birthday yesterday. So if I can get a prayer for that, I would appreciate it.
What happened yesterday?
I had a birthday. It was my birthday yesterday.
Oh, it was your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us your name, your first name.
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
Oh, Ashiel, we remember you.
Nice.
Yeah, you've been with us before.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. And if you don't mind saying, how old are you?
I do mind, actually.
Okay, then we'll skip that, okay? I only ask because you're a man. Now, a woman, I would never ask that. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Ashiel, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you saw fit to have him to live another day, Lord God, to see another birthday. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for just touching him right now from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet in the name of Jesus. And now I can recall, I'm not even looking at notes, but I recall that you would like to have a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And just even today, I had said the scripture to someone earlier today, a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. So, Lord God, touch him even now. And we know that he's been spending time with you. He's been in your presence, Lord God. And so we trust your timing and believe that as he's been with you, hallelujah, that you will show him his good thing. You'll show him who his wife is. And we just thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for covering him with your blood, every cell, organ, and tissue of his body. And whatever is wrong in his life, Lord God, we ask you to make it right. And whatever is right, we ask you to take it, set it apart, and dedicate it for your use and for your glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is his strength. And even at this time, before you even manifest a wife for him, that he will learn and that he will love living in undivided devotion with you. Hallelujah. That his devotion to you is undivided right now. And that he'll be at peace with that until the time comes when you bring his wife to him. Thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise. Thank you for that peace. I see the peace of God just just coming all over your heart, all over your mind right now. Just the peace of God. Hallelujah. Such peace, peace beyond all understanding, guarding your heart, guarding your mind. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, the path is the path. The path is the path. It is gone. Hallelujah. And you can look forward to the future. And there's a little song that came to my mind. I haven't thought of it in a long time. You're somewhere in the future, and you look much better than you do right now. You're somewhere in the future, and you look much better than you do right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God has something great for you in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. It's funny.
Amen. Thank you.
I was to mention something that I've been seeing like 11-11 everywhere. You know, like number 11-11. So I looked it up, and it says new beginning.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's funny that you say that.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I see 11s too. And that started some years ago. And I'm gonna tell you what I heard about the 11. John chapter 14, and I'm looking in the Bible now to find that verse. John chapter 14, and I'm pulling it up. And I want to say it's in the 20-something verse. This is what the Lord told me about the ones, because I was seeing them everywhere. I'm almost there. John chapter 14. Thank you, Lord. Say to you, I pray the Father, and I will be comfortless at that time. There it is. John chapter 14 and verse 20. At that day ye shall know I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And the way that he said it to me is that's a 1-1-1. I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I guess that other one is the Holy Ghost. That's four ones. The Father, amen. The Son,
amen.
The Holy Ghost, and you. All
amen.
One. One, 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 one. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Arshil. Good to, Brother Arshil, good to hear from you again. Have a blessed
Thank
night.
You. Thank you for the prayer. I appreciate it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. As we get ready to close tonight, I just want to let you know what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. Let me go back to my text here. Oh, okay. Thank you, Jim, for sending me the word to the song. Reverend Treva, I see your message. Happy birthday, Pastor Mom. I love you. I'll let her know that. Amen. And Pastor Don, good to see you on the line. Thank you for that text. Hallelujah. Amen. So just wanted to let you know what is going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And want to make sure we invite all of you, hallelujah, to come and learn and grow with us at any time. Amen. On Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. On this Sunday, this is a special Sunday for us, every Sunday special, but this is a special Sunday. It's the first Sunday of the month, and what we do is we have communion. So bring your communion elements. You'll be calling in, you know, and connecting with us. Excuse me, as we usually do from area code 516-418-5699. Amen. And then we have our communion, and you bring your communion elements, your bread, your cracker, your water, your juice. Bring that, and we'll have a good time with our communion as we commune with the Lord. And then we also have tag team preaching on this Sunday. And so there's different ways that you can do it. If you have a scripture, a topic, you can preach for 5 minutes. You can do scripture showers. Amen. Girls. Jim, Gabrielle, you guys, you can sing that day. You can sing for 5 minutes if you like to. You have 5 minutes to give God some glory. You can read from your devotional for us. Whatever you do, give God glory, and you have 5 minutes to be able to do that. And so our church service on Sunday is from 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now on Monday we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and that's our teaching time, our Bible teaching. Dr. Lorraine Navarro is our teacher. She's out of Ohio. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And we have four people volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. And that's an awesome time in the Spirit. Hallelujah. So, and you can volunteer to pray in tongues. Amen. And so that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesdays, we have, 2 Wednesdays of the month, we have 2 different services. One is on the second Wednesday of the month, and that is our prophetic healing with Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, who are our co-hosts on that broadcast. And so it's what God does is he reveals ailments that are going to be healed, and then people call in, and what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. So mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarm. That's going to be this Wednesday coming up already, Wednesday, August the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on the fourth Wednesdays of the month, we have the newest addition to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and that is the Anointed Pandemic Babies. There's these babies that are from newborn to 4 years old. They've made it through abortion. They've made it through the pandemic. And God is pouring out his spirit on these babies. And so we're talking about them. We are praying for them. We're praying for their parents. And these babies really are doing things that are far beyond their years. So please join us. And that will be the fourth Wednesday of the month, August the 23rd. Amen. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Thursday, all of the Thursdays this month, we're having our evangelism boot camp. Amen. So continue to join us for that, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And on the 17th, that's when we're going to hear testimonies from the harvest field. So please let me know if you would like to share a testimony of someone being saved. And because that's what we're going to be doing on the 17th. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. That's what we have for this evening. Amen. Hallelujah. Most of the people who are on the line, you have said something already. There's a few. Yeah, I guess everybody has. Either you text me or you said something. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and close. If there's something that you want to say and you want to text me, otherwise, we're going to go ahead and close. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just so happy tonight about this evangelism boot camp. I'm just blessed to hear how so many of you are excited over this. Amen. And thank you all for wishing Pastor Mom a happy birthday. And I'm calling it her Psalm 91 birthday. Hallelujah. Since she's going to be 91. Glory to God in about, technically, in a little over an hour. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And Lord Father, we just thank you for Pastor Mom. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? I want to, I'm not going to move so fast. And I just want to give everyone an opportunity to even pray for Pastor Mom and to, you know, to leave a prayer on Get 'Em Radio. And we'll play this prayer for her tomorrow. So I'm going to open up the line. If you have a prayer for Pastor Mom, you can go ahead and pray. The lines are open. Make sure your phone is on mute if you're not going to say anything. Make sure your phone is on mute.
I'll start off, Apostle. Pastor, Mom, I'll start off and just say, Pastor Mom, this is your daughter, Helen. Happy, blessed 91st birthday, Mom. And I ask God special blessings upon you. May God bless you, keep you. May he make his face continually, Mom, to shine upon you. And may he continue to give you an abundance of his peace. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare over you, Pastor Mom, that even now God's healing, wholeness, and wellness is in every cell and organ of your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. We thank God for continuing to give you much long-term and short-term memory. We thank God for continuing to give you good communication skills in every area to strengthen you in your legs and in your body. We're thanking God for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all, and God bless you, Mama. I love you. I'm going back on mute, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Is this Gabrielle?
Yes. Thank God.
Okay.
Dear Father in heaven, please give Miss Pastor Mom strength to get up in the morning and keep her safe and heal her from all the sickness and problems that she's been having. Heal her sight, hearing, taste buds, feeling, and all of her things in her body that should work correctly. Please help
yes,
her.
Thank you.
And keep her strong. And bless her on her birthday. Real good. With your best. In Jesus Christ's name. Keep her safe and give her traveling mercy if she does go out. Amen. Wish you the best.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else want to pray for Pastor Mom?
That is so beautiful. You said Psalm 91, she is so blessed, and she has many more years to come. 9 and 1 is 10. 10 is the number of God and man. So her 91st birthday and that year, she will have an even closer walk with the Lord. Miracle, signs, and wonders. She is a miracle. She is a sign, and she's also a wonder. So we thank you and praise you, Lord. Blessing Mama with long life and a healthy life in agreement with everything everybody else prayed for. In Jesus' name. We love you, Mama Willie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you woke you up. So praise God.
Welcome,
Mama. Pastor Mom. It's Reverend Truva. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. We love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Let's all sing
thank
happy
you.
Birthday. Everybody together.
Come on.
Because we are
happy
family.
Birthday.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Happy
birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Amen.
Happy birthday. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Make a
thank
joyful
you.
Noise.
Hallelujah. Anybody else? Thank you all for singing. She heard you. Anybody else want to pray for Pastor Mom? Encouraging words?
No. My phone.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all. Thank you all. Okay. I thought
thank
somebody
you.
Else was going to sing. All right. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you all so much. Let's close out in prayer. Father God, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are the Holy One, the Glorious One. We thank you for this evangelism boot camp. Touch us all, Lord God, right now. Hallelujah. That your love will flow through us so much vertically. Hallelujah. One-on-one with you, Lord God. And the love will flow through so much. Hallelujah. Tsunami of love. Flowing through us, and we can't help but reach out, hallelujah, so that you can reach out and touch others through us, Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for sending those whose hearts are ready to receive you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, so that they may be saved, redeemed, hallelujah, filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord God, we thank you for sending us those who are looking for you, Lord God. And as they're looking for you, we can lead them to you. And we give you praise and glory, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all and have a blessed rest of the night.
Yes.
Y'all tell the people them.